This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Ukrainian foreign minister has suggested a meeting with Russia to discuss peace. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has the story.
Ukrainian foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba tells the AP Russia could only be invited to such a summit if the country faces a war crimes tribunal first.
Because they regularly say that they are ready for negotiations, which is not true, because everything they do on the battlefield proves the opposite.
Kuleba says Ukraine would like the summit to be held at the United Nations in February, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres moderating.
He has proven himself to be an efficient mediator and an efficient negotiator, and most importantly, as a man of principles and integrity.
I'm Ed Donahue.
The United Nations human rights chief has condemned the increasing restrictions on women's rights in Afghanistan, urging the country's Taliban rulers to reverse them immediately. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk said a ban on women working for NGOs, as well as other organizations, will have dire consequences. He said no country can develop, indeed survive, socially and economically, with half its population excluded. The Afghanistan head for the Norwegian Refugees Council, Neil Turner, has said that the ban means they will have to shut down their operation in the country.
We simply can't work without our dedicated female staff.
Private school staff worker Amina says the ban has very real consequences, not just for her, but her whole family. My husband is sick. He can't work and I need to pay the bills. I'm Karen Chamas.
Oslo-based group Iran Human Rights on Tuesday said at least 100 Iranians arrested in more than 100 days of nationwide protest face charges punishable by death. This is VOA News. Nigerian police say they are investigating an officer who shot and killed an unarmed pregnant lawyer after she left a Christmas church service. Timothy Obuza reports from Abuja.
Police in Lagos condemned the Sunday shooting and say they're holding the officer and his teammates in detention pending the outcome of the investigation. The victim, Omobolanle Rahim, was on her way home from a Christmas Day service when the officer shot at her family's vehicle at a checkpoint in Aja, killing her and her unborn child. The motive is unclear, but according to local media, the officers were conducting a stop-and-search operation. The incident has triggered widespread criticism of the police and Nigerian authorities by citizens and rights groups, including Amnesty International. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
The Gambia on Tuesday set up a so-called investigative panel and gave it 30 days to report back on last week's coup attempt following the arrest of more soldiers. The government said last Wednesday it had thwarted a coup bid the previous day and detained some military personnel. A government spokesman says a captain and lieutenant were then detained over the weekend and were, quote, helping investigators unearth allegations of plans to overthrow the government. Five other soldiers have been held, and at least two other people accused of playing a role in the coup bid are still at large, according to authorities. The monster storm that killed dozens in the United States over the Christmas weekend is continuing to inflict misery on New York State and air travelers nationwide Tuesday as stories emerged of families trapped for days. New York State's governor and a Buffalo native, Kathy Hochul, described the storm aftermath as resembling a war zone.
We have been through a lot of wars together, and this blizzard is the one for the ages. Certainly it is the blizzard of the century.
The number of deaths attributed to the winter storm, most of them in road accidents, rose to at least 50, and the mayor of Western New York State's biggest city, Buffalo, said he expects the number to rise. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed into law a bill requiring the Federal Bureau of Prisons to overhaul outdated security systems and fix broken surveillance cameras. This comes after rampant episodes of staff sexual abuse, inmates escapes, and high-profile deaths, including financier Jeffrey Epstein. The bipartisan Prison Camera Reform Act, which passed the U.S. Senate last year and the House on December 14th, requires the Bureau of Prisons to evaluate and enhance security camera, radio, and public address systems at its 122 facilities. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.